suspense.
Yeah, they won't find us here. Even if they do, we're safe. From this cave, we can hold off a small army.
You call this a cave? Nothing but a hole scratched in the side of the hill.
Now, you're always complaining, Steve.
I didn't complain when Joe and I decided to go off with you, did I?
Well, if you want to change your mind, will you?
Stop it. We won't be changing our mind about anything. Any of us. We're brothers. And when one's in trouble, we're all in trouble.
Yeah. We in trouble, all right. We got the whole Clifford family after us.
We got an answer for the Cliffords. 3 high-powered rifles.
But only about 100 rounds ammunition.
That'll be plenty for the Cliffords. There's only 8 of them.
8 against 3?
Well, the chances are they won't even find us. They'll keep searching down there in the woods for a while. Then they'll give up and they'll go home. Yeah. And we can cross that river and get out of this county for good.
Well, what about Mom?
We'll send for her later on, Steve, when we're set up in another county.
Now. Looks like the Cliffords don't want us to cross that river.
I'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, One Life for Three.
Like that, Tom?
Yeah.
They're taking cover.
I'll get them. I'll get every last one of them.
We'll have to get every one of them, because they won't ever give up. At least not till they got vengeance for young Jim Clifford.
Jim Clifford was asking for it.
Was he asking to be shot dead?
He kept calling me dirty names.
So you killed him?
It was a fair fight.
You killed him because he called you dirty names?
Yeah.
That girl you had your eye on. The one Jim Clifford stole from you. She wouldn't have had anything to do with it, would she?
Why, you...
That's right, Tom. Go on. Stick your head up again. Make yourself a perfect target.
Well, it was Steve here. You heard him.
Now, listen. Listen, both of you. There are 8 guns down there. If you two keep arguing, we might as well walk down the hill with our hands up.
Never. I ain't gonna give up. You two can if you want. They don't want you anyhow. They want me.
Enough of that talk. We Masons stick together. How about that, Steve?
Yeah. Yeah, of course we do.
Hey, one of them showed himself that time. Yeah. Old John Clifford. Tell that checkered shirt of his. Show yourself again, John. Come on. Got my rifle trained right on that rock you ducked behind. Come on, boy. Come on, show yourself.
Hey, there he is.
Yeah, got him. Knocked him flat on his back. Come on, you Clippers! Get good and soft! Fire away, you mangy swamp rat!
They kept firing so they could drag old John Clipper
away. I got him good and proper. Plumb through the heart, maybe.
He ain't a bad old fella, John Clipper.
He's a rat and he's a skunk. He's dirty, clean through, like all them Clippers.
Now, look, Tom, I'll stay at your side and I'll fight him. But that don't mean I gotta hate them.
And you ain't a Mason. We Masons have hated the Clifford for more than 100 years.
That few died out more than 10 years ago, when our pa and all our uncles was killed.
Well, I ain't ever gonna forget that. That's why it was so easy to kill Jim Clifford.
And start the feud going all over again.
Well, this'll be the finish of the feud. It'll be us or them.
They haven't fired a shot for a long time.
Well, I know it's no use. We've got solid cover.
Yeah, I told you this was a good place. To get closer, they'd have to climb up the hill and we'd get them easy.
Hey, look.
Huh?
Hey, somebody's waving a towel or something down there. He's walking from behind cover now.
Hey, tell Mason. Tell Mason.
It's Abner Clifford.
What do you want, Abner?
Why do you need a party with you?
Only talking we're going to do is with bullets.
It won't hurt to see what they've got to say.
All right, Abner. You can have your party. Walk up here alone and we'll talk.
All right. Here I come.
Look at him. Long, skinny Abner Clifford.
I wonder what it wants.
You know, we should have told the whole mob to come up here for a party. Then we could have got rid of all the Cliffords at once. Yeah. All of them.
Tom, what are you doing?
Just lining him up in my rifle sight. Got him plumb here now.
Why, you... What's the idea of knocking that rifle out of my hand? All I had to do was press the trigger and I'd have blown him in half.
I told him to come on up here for a parley. If you'd have shot him, I'd have killed you.
You can play that game too fair sometimes, Joe.
Yeah? Well, we're going to keep playing it that way.
Well, here's Abner.
That'll do. That's close enough, Abner Clifford.
All right. Suits me fine. I can talk as good from here as I can from there.
Well, Abner, what is it?
My brother and our sons didn't want this to happen, Joe. As far as we were concerned, the feud was dead. That is, till this morning.
I killed your son, Jim, in a fair fight.
We wouldn't be feuding if it was a fair fight.
When you found him, you saw that his rifle had been fired, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, Jim's rifle had been fired twice.
Well, that proves a fair fight.
No, Tom Mason. You see, I was about half a mile away this morning when I heard the shot. Four of them.
Yeah. I fired twice, and so did he.
The first two shots were heavy, like they came from your rifle. The shots from Jim's squirrel gun were lighter. And they came more than a minute after yours. It seemed to me you went over to his body, and then you fired his rifle as an afterthought.
Are you saying I killed him from ambush, Abner Clifford?
Of course I am. And that's why we're having this feud. Jim took your girl, so you waited for him in the woods.
I'll blow your ugly head off.
No, you won't, Tom.
Send him back down there. We got nothing more to talk over with him.
First, we're going to hear what he has to say. Well, Abner?
Joe, it's not you or Steve we want. It's Tom. Only him. We want to make sure that justice gets done.
Don't you listen to him. It's all a trick. Old John Clifford got himself killed a while ago, and they want blood for him, too.
No, John's shoulder was smashed, but he's going to pull through. Wouldn't make no difference if he was killed, no how. It was done in fair fighting. Joe and Steve, you listen. Give us Tom, and the feud will be finished for good. It's crazy for both of you to be killed, too.
But how would you feel, Admiral, if you were in our place? If Tom had been killed and we were asking for Jim.
But that ain't the position. Tom murdered my son, and we want him to pay for it. That's the code of the hills.
You're not going to get Tom.
Well, how do you feel about that, Steve?
Joe just did my talking for me.
And you're going to fight it out to the finish, huh?
That's it. Unless you let us cross that river. If you do, you'll never see us in these parts again.
You'd cross the river and leave your ma here all alone?
Why not? We don't think even you Cliffords would be low enough to hurt a female.
You're the only one hurting your ma. She's a fine woman. Well, I suppose we said all there is to be said.
That's right, Abner.
Then I'll be a-going. But don't forget, there are seven of us left. Seven against three. And we've got enough ammunition, food, and water to last us a week. Have you?
Quiet down there. They're just a sitting.
You know, Abner was right. They've got time on their side. We've got no food. Only one canteen of water and about 90 rounds of ammunition.
You know, that old fox Abner Clifford wanted to see what we had up here.
He knew there wasn't much use partying. That ain't why he came.
Joe. Steve, about that partying, well, thanks for sticking by me like you done.
You're our brother. Whether you did right or wrong, you're our brother.
But I did right.
Don't matter. Of course it don't.
Reckon I'm a pretty lucky fella.
Not right now, you ain't lucky. Nor any of us. Before we can cross that river, we gotta kill 7 men.
We put a couple more out of action, that's all we'll need. Send the rest of them Cliffords scurrying back home.
Not the Cliffords. We're fighting more than just men. So are they. Family pride. That's what we're fighting.
Hey, that was close.
Come on down. Stay down.
What's got in them all of a sudden?
That shooting's being done since we'll keep down, though. It's a cover-up or something.
Well, that seems to be the last of it, for the time being, anyhow.
They had no chance of hitting us. They was just wasting ammunition.
Maybe they were hoping for some lucky ricochet hits. Anyhow, according to Abner, they got plenty of ammunition.
That might have been just a bluff.
Hey!
It had come from just outside the cave.
Sure did. Rocks trickling down the side of the hill.
Hey, somebody might be up there. That's why they did all that shooting.
Yeah. To keep us pinned down so as one of them could scamper up the side of the hill.
Hey, look! Hey, stick a dynamite in the cave entrance.
Get out!
No, that dynamite could blow the hill right down on us. Steve! There it goes!
Good work, Steve. Now get back here! Steve! Steve!
Back inside.
Oh,
quick, behind the rock.
Oh, we're safe now.
That was Pete Clifford I got. That louse sneaking up with a stick of dynamite.
Steve, got it right in the arm.
Yeah, bullet went through. Yeah. Looks bad, Joe.
Oh.
We'll fix it, Steve. Hey, Tom, my pack.
Oh, yeah.
I put in some iodine and bandages. Here somewhere. Yeah. Now, this is going to burn, Steve. That's a boy. Once more. Good boy. I'll wrap it tight for you.
We made them pay for it, Steve. Yeah, we're going to make them pay some more, too.
Around there. There, that's it. That'll do for now.
Thanks, Joe.
You done a right good job, Steve. If you hadn't tossed that stick of dynamite away, the whole hill might have come down over our heads.
Come in here.
Yeah, now he wants to talk to me.
Come in here.
What do you want?
Yeah, there's only you and Joe. Why don't you give yourself up and get it over with?
You're wrong, Abner. I'm still here.
Don't try to fool us, boy. We know you were hit bad. We saw it.
I can still fight.
He's showing himself. Missed it by an eyelash.
All right, you Masons. If that's how you want it, that's how they're going to get it.
Listen to him talk.
Joe.
Yeah?
Water.
Why, sure.
Yeah. How much we got in that canteen?
Plenty. Plenty.
I don't drink. Hey, that's enough.
Now, you can take some more.
But there's only this one camp team.
Oh, don't let that worry you, Steve. I'll sneak down to the river after dark and get some more.
That's just what they'll be expecting.
Yeah, maybe, but in this heat we'll be needing water. Chance will have to be taken, so go ahead and drink some more, Steve.
Come on, boy. That'll do. How about you, Tom?
No. No, you save it for Steve. Hey, Joe.
Hmm?
Look at how he's starting to sweat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting real hot. Better all try to get down at the river.
We wouldn't stand much of a chance getting there with Steve.
But I think it's worth a chance. Anyhow, it's better than staying here and looking at him, sweating his life away.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Joe?
Yeah.
Tom?
We're here, boy.
My throat. It feels like it's on fire.
Go ahead, give him some more water.
Sure. Ain't much left.
Strong.
Here, Steve.
That's better. Much better. Hey, Clifford.
It's all right. It's all right. We're still holding on. Now you close your eyes again. Get some sleep.
Sleep? Sleep.
He's sure in a bad way. We'll have to get out of here as soon as we can after dark.
Yeah.
Kill Mason!
It's that Abner Clifford again, waving that towel.
What do you want, Abner? It's him or he wants to have a party with you.
We're finished with talking, Abner Clifford.
I need you talking, this one. Hold your fire on everybody. And don't fire again till Mrs. Mason comes down the hill.
What?
Joe, look. It's Ma. Ma coming up the hill.
Woman.
That's the place for this woman.
This lousy swamp rat Clifford. They know a woman ain't supposed to get into a feud.
Don't worry. I'll send her back down.
They're talking about Steve. How bad she hurt.
Ma. Ma's voice.
Stay just there, Ma.
You gonna cheat me out some?
Ma.
You know the code. That woman's place to stay out of a feud.
Feud ended 10 years ago when the last of the Cliffords and the Machins shook hands and solemnly swore not to fight again.
Well, we are fighting again. And nothing can be done to stop it.
Not unless the Cliffords stop. It's up to them.
Ma, I'm going to see my boy.
But you can't.
Don't try and stop me, Tom.
Oh, let her come in.
But the code...
It'll only be for a while. Did you hear that, Ma? You can stay only for a while.
Easy. My boy.
Ma.
You're in a fever. Look at this dirty bandage.
It was the best we could do.
Best you could do.
This is a fight, Ma. A fight to the finish.
A fight? Now, I've seen my husband and his brothers and two of your older brothers, my sons. I've seen them all killed in these crazy feuds. But I'm not going to see my baby die, too.
Steve's a man. He's a fighting man. He's a real Mason.
Oh, he's not even 17 yet. Look at him. Dead asleep.
You'll have to go now, Ma.
Oh, Stevie can die. Sir, you all can die. Don't you think I've seen enough of that?
When we finish off the Cliffords, there'll be no more of it.
I don't want to see any kind of death. The Cliffords or us. I thought peace would come to us. I thought I could watch my boys grow up and get married and have children of their own.
Maybe you will see that, Ma, when this is finished.
This can finish only one way, with a fear you're dead.
Well, that's the way it had to be, then. That's the way it will be.
Now I'll be left all alone with nothing but memories of hate and suffering and killing.
It's a man's place to worry about things like that.
That's what the Masons and the Cliffords have been saying for 100 years. Man's place to fight and die. Woman's place to bury a loved one.
It's the code, the code.
That's all I ever heard since I can remember.
Better go back down the hill, Ma.
No. Woman, if put in the cold black shadow of the cold for too long. That's a change now. And I'm going to be the one to change it.
There ain't nothing you can do about it, Ma.
I say there is. The starting of a feud again, Tom. It's your doing.
I killed Jim Clifford fair and square.
I know you didn't.
You've been listening to them Cliffords.
I didn't have to. I knew how you felt about the Brain Girl. You're my son. Woman can see those things. When she showed she liked Jim Clifford more than you, I saw what it did to you. I watched Jim, saw the hate in your eyes as you sat and planned to kill him. You murdered him.
That don't make no difference.
Then you admit you murdered him.
Well, he stole my gal.
Joe, you heard him? It was in cold blood.
That don't change anything, more.
How can you say that when your young brother's lying here, dying?
Please, Ma, we go back down the hill. We've got to finish this our way.
This, soap, they're done my way.
My rifle, you... Put down that rifle, Ma.
No. I gotta save Stevie, and you too, Joe.
You kill me?
There'll be only one of you that way.
No. Oh, no, Ma.
I'm sorry, Tom. I'm sick of killing. So even if I have to press this trigger to end it, I will.
Your own son.
Part of me'll die too, boy. But my mind's made up. Try to understand, Tom. I love you. You're my own son, like Joe and Steve. I've got to do this.
Wait. Don't press that trigger, Ma. I reckon I do understand. I understand a lot of things I never even thought about before. Now I want to show you that you got reason to love me. So give me the rifle, Ma. You know you can give it to me without worrying, don't you?
Yeah, Tom. Thank you. Here.
Goodbye, Ma.
Goodbye, my son.
Joe. Goodbye, Tom. You tell young Stevie that I'm sorry that...
Yeah. I know what to tell him.
Well, the feud will soon be finished. For good.
Tom.
All right, you Clifford. Here I am. Come and get me. It's Tom Mason. Out of the way.
Shots out there. It's all right, Steve. It's all right, boy.
And that concludes tonight's peril story, One Life for Free.